I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. As we spent a lot of the first segment talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. getting drafted number 4 overall in the NFL draft, the Buckeyes only first rounder this year. We're used to that. But Buckeyes go on board. Mike Hall Jr., the defensive tackle, goes to Cleveland at pick 22 of the second round. Cade Stover, Kyle McCord's whoopee for half the year, goes to the Houston Texans with a 23rd pick of the fourth round. And then the final Buckeye drafted this year to the Raiders in round 5, linebacker Tommy Eichenberg goes with the 13th pick in round 5. And I got to tell you, this is where we get to do the crossover Cleveland and Ohio State thing. I think Mike Hall Jr. is the perfect fit for the wide nine scheme that the Cleveland Browns run under Jim Schwartz. You know, obviously Mike's a little undersized for defensive tackles, but I think when you start to look at what kind of scheme takes most advantage of you, it's obvious to say a four-man front, as opposed to if you're having to play either five technique or you're trying to play nose. So that would not have worked with Mike, or at least it would have been a tougher transition. But I think what makes the wide nine specifically as a four-man front so dangerous is all Jim Schwartz talks about is your get off. Yeah. Right? How quickly can you get off your spot and up into the line? And listen, Mike is still a young developing player, but his number one trait is he might have the fastest first step of defensive tackles, which is saying something, because there are a couple of undersized guys, Johnny Newton from Illinois. There are a couple of undersized guys that can really fly in this draft. Byron Murphy went of Texas, who went to Seattle, but Mike Hall's just elite first step speed is something that I think could really allow him to make an impact in Cleveland this year.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I understand the undersized thing. I just think, especially where he went, and I know the morning show on 92.3 The Fan, they had his coach from high school from Strongsville on this morning, Monday morning. Oh yeah, sorry, Streetsboro. My bad.
I mean, you got to. I mean, just love up on Portage County, buddy. Just remember, we don't get a lot of love, so when there's a chance, you got to love us up, okay?
And he kind of talked about part of the reason he thought maybe he was not on some teams' boards, or maybe was on other teams' boards, was just a scheme fit thing. And I think to your point on the wide nine and Jim Schwartz defense, I think you're right. Like, he's a perfect fit scheme-wise for what they want to do. And that's why I think the undersized part doesn't necessarily matter as much to a team like Cleveland, because they already have, like, if you're looking for a guy who's going to be like that space eating defensive tackle, the Browns already have that. It's Dalvin Tomlinson. So he gets to kind of play, partner in crime to him, hit the Robin to his Batman when he's in there, and has a chance to just kind of get after the passer which is what he's best at, and use that for that quick twitch off the snap to get to the quarterback when Tomlinson's in there sort of eating up multiple blocks. So I think it's a great fit. And I also think the other reason it's a good fit is because with Schwartz's defense, we know how much they love rotating defensive linemen. And the biggest thing with Mike Hall is he's going to have to stay healthy, and he's going to have to prove he can stay healthy. And so I think the fact that he doesn't have to step in, like we're like Nick, I mean, you and I know the years and years spent like hanging on every draft pick as the franchise saving player for the Browns. Like we thought that was what it used to be, was the first round picks, the second round picks. We were counting on those guys to be instant contributors to this team and then, you know, help them get over that hump to finally be a good team again and get, you know, restored to the glory days of the cardiac kids and all that. But he's coming into a situation where he doesn't have that pressure to start immediately. And because Jim Schwartz likes rotating guys, he's still going to see playing time in his first year, but he's going to get to work with so many different bodies and so many different groups of people that he can learn some things. He can pick up some things, and he can just go out and play football at a high level and see what he kind of brings to the table. So I think it's a great fit.
Well, and I think more importantly, congrats to the Cleveland Browns for finally drafting a defensive tackle that can get after it.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan Elliott, by the way, I think by the end at this last year, I actually thought he showed a little bit of being a good football player. I just don't think he showed enough to warrant bringing him back. I think he might be that change of scheme guy who might be better in his second destination. But, like, that was your best pass rusher you've drafted at the defensive tackle spot. Well, even last year, like, you mentioned Ika. And I have nothing against those big space-eating guys, but that's not what this defensive line needed. Yeah. Like, this when you've got a defensive line with Myles Garrett and the whole point of the wide nine is see ball, get ball, see quarterback, get quarterback. It didn't make a lot of sense last year to take a 340-pound space-eating defensive tackle. So, you know, I think it's really easy to look at a Michael Hall Jr. and say, and you mentioned health, that's huge. Production needs to take a step up. Like the Browns love to draft guys who were – yeah, they were productive in college, but because of their athletic score, you can see them taking a step forward. If he plays up to his athleticism, he could finally be a defensive tackle that could start across from Myles Garrett for the next 5 to 7 years and be a guy who gives you 5 to 7 to 9 and maybe more sacks per year. And that would be gigantic when we talk about production from the Browns defensive line.
Well, and let me say this. In relation to Michael Hall Jr. And I don't want to put like unrealistic expectations on him, but he does have the nickname among his Ohio State teammates as Baby Aaron Donald. And what I think is funny is we talk about undersize and all these different things. If you go back and look at Aaron Donald's scouting report coming into the NFL, he weighed 285, which Mike Hall's listed at like 290. So he's even 5 pounds heavier. And people thought Aaron Donald was a fourth to fifth round pick. He ended up going in the first round. Like I'm not saying he's going to be Aaron Donald, but I'm saying like there's an example there of you don't have to be this big space eating defensive tackle to make it in the NFL and have success. His game is going to be about rushing the passer. As long as the Browns know that and they utilize him in that way, I think he's going to be okay. And I think it's also to your point on them drafting a pass rushing defensive tackle. It's a far cry from, I don't think this team in the early days of Andrew Berry being GM really prioritized defensive tackle, but since Jim Schwartz has come in, it's clear that they've put a bigger emphasis on that because they know Jim Schwartz uses so many different guys and so many different bodies. He's done that at every stop he's been at.
Now, the other two, now I feel like I'm othering the other two draft picks. A Cade Stover going in the late fourth round or mid fourth round to the Texans, and then Tommy Eichenberg going early in the fifth round to the Raiders. I'll be honest with you. I don't think either of these guys went to a bad spot. I was a little bit surprised that Eichenberg was drafted this high. I think if you look at like his grade from NFL.com, it's like a 5.93. It's kind of like maybe seventh round, maybe priority free agent. But by and large, like I like where these guys went. And I think Cade Stover going to Houston. I think both Stover and Mike Hall Jr. could end up being much more productive in, and maybe I said this about Marvin too, because of the quarterback situation. I think those three guys have a chance to be really good in the pros. And I think Stover in particular has a chance to catch people off guard. Like it's possible for a top 64 pick to catch you off guard. you never know with mid-round tight ends who's going to become Rob Gronkowski and who's going to become, you know, Shlomo Schlemiel. But like, I give Cade Stover, I really like him as a player. I don't know he'll ever be a tight end one, but a good tight end two, I think, is absolutely in play there in Houston across from Dalton Schultz.
Well, and I know we kind of want to talk about like best fit, worst fit type thing for all these guys. I don't know that there's like a flat out worst fit. If I was saying worst fit, I guess I would lean Eichenberg only because it's the Raiders and I just don't trust the Raiders to turn anybody into anything. Although I guess they did it with Max Crosby. So there's someone they got one, right. But anyway,
you got one,
and I don't want to disparage any of the other guys on this list. Cause I think Marv, I think is going to be successful wherever he would have ended up. So I don't know that there's like a bad fit for him ever. And I think Mike Call Jr. ends up in a good spot too with Cleveland. I think Cade though ends up in the best position of all these guys simply because he's reuniting with CJ Stroud. Like that's a guy who knows his game already, who knows like they kind of have that camaraderie, that kind of trust for where one's going to be on any given play. And, you know, Stroud's going to be able to hit him in stride and figure out like know what the nuances to his game are already. I don't think there's a better place he could have gone. Now I understand like he won't start. He won't necessarily be, you know, tight end one, especially when they have Dalton Schultz there. But when he's out there, like I'm actually really looking forward to, it's hard because being in Cleveland and working at 92 through the Fan, where we're talking about the Browns all the time and we cheer for the Browns and support the Browns, it's hard because the Texans, like, they're kind of like a pseudo team of mine. I don't really like root for them, but I always kind of like have my eye on what they're doing because I really like CJ Stroud. And now they add Cade Stover to the mix. Like, they're like Ohio State, Texas, and they're like building this great team down there. And I'm like excited to see like what it all kind of turns into and follow CJ Stroud's career as he continues. And he's been everywhere, I feel like, this offseason. So I think like you couldn't have asked for a better fit for Cade Stover to just reunite with the quarterback that really, I think, put him on the map a couple of years ago at Ohio State.
And I also think he gets to go and be weapon 5 or 6. And anytime you've got a guy that has that kind of athleticism, that kind of build, and he's like your 6th read, I think that only makes him more dangerous as teams start to clue in on the kind of known playmakers there. Now, we've mentioned only 4 Buckeyes drafted. I really wasn't surprised by that number, other than maybe I was surprised it wasn't 3. I mentioned Eichenberg. But like Josh Proctor, Matthew Jones, Steel Chambers, Xavier Johnson, Mayan Williams, did any of those guys going undrafted surprise you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No, I thought Proctor maybe had a chance to be like a seventh rounder. And that, but that was, I think that was kind of the cutoff for guys that I thought would really get. Would really be drafted. I think the rest being undrafted free agents was kind of fitting. Maybe Maya Williams, like as a late running back grab, but I think teams obviously realized he's going to be there when the draft ends, so he'll be an undrafted free agent as well. I actually think like of all those guys that did sign as undrafted free agents, I'm really excited to see what Xavier Johnson does, because Xavier Johnson, I mean, he was like that Swiss Army knife player for the Buckeyes. He did a little bit of everything. And he's going to a team in Buffalo where they now are kind of revamping the weapons in their offense and how they're going to utilize guys, because Stephon Diggs is gone. So to see how he kind of fits into all that and what they use him for, whether it's special teams, whether it's as like a gadgety type player. And I know they have Curtis Samuel for some of that too, another Ohio State player. I'm kind of curious to see how that kind of pans out. But no, I think the 3-4 range, I kind of went in assuming Harrison, Mike Hall, and Stover all would get picked. I think, like, to your point, I think Eichenberg was kind of a fringe guy. Like, maybe he would go at some point. And I think people, his story, you know, being a guy who's like high motor, really good leader, like that probably helped boosted his stock a little bit more too. But yeah, I think who went made a lot of sense. And it was kind of in retrospect, like kind of a down year for Ohio State players this year in terms of guys that got drafted.
Well, and I think what's interesting about it is people have downplayed that it was a down year. I don't think we should be doing that. You know, I think, listen, if this next year really is the all aboard, we got to win a national championship or compete for it, we got to beat Michigan again. If we're going to go, if we're thinking that way in August, September, October, November, December, January of next year, if we're really thinking that way, then I think this should be something we pay attention to. You know, it's like the limited contact in the spring game. I don't know that that is the biggest deal in the world, but I can't dismiss it out of hand because Ohio State has not met our own expectations the last couple of years. And the way they've not met them are a lack of physicality and looking like they're the lesser talented team. So I don't want to make the biggest deal out of the lack of limited physicality in the spring game, because I understand it. But I think when you start to put that with, all right, now we've got the least amount of Buckeyes drafted since maybe the end of the Tressel era.
Yeah.
Like that is noteworthy. That is something that should not be denied. When you then also consider Michigan did pretty darn well for themselves, having 13 players drafted, setting their own record coming off, you know, the national championship year. I don't want to make a big thing out of it, but I think, you know, if next year we're talking about, well, three guys got drafted again, four guys got drafted again, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that Ryan Day has a different zip code, because that, you know, that's not, I mean, Ohio State is built off of, we're going to get your asses to the pros. And we do that because we're going to have you in all these big games, and we're going to put you in a position to ball out. It's noteworthy only four dudes got drafted.
I think it's a well-founded point by you. I don't know, like you said, that it's like sound the alarms, everything's falling apart. I think we're giving them a chance this year because of what they did in the transfer portal and the guys that they brought in, and they're going to be super talented. And to be clear, I think next year you're talking about like 10-plus guys. Just the sheer number of guys that came back on defense this year. Like if Jack Sawyer had gone into the draft this year, he probably would have gotten drafted. Like he would have been a fifth guy that gets drafted. So like there's just so many guys on the defensive side of the ball in particular that I think are going to go. You can probably throw Emeka Ibuka into that, both the running backs. Like there's going to be so many guys next year that I think will get drafted that I think it's going to be okay. We'll be talking about this much differently next year. But I do think it's another sort of wake-up call moment for them of like, hey, we pride ourselves on getting these guys the pros and we only got four in this year. It's why they went out and invested in the way they did in the NIL and made sure to build this mega super team that they have that they're hoping not only wins them a national championship, but gets them back to sort of that reputation they have of being one of the top teams every year that's putting talent into the NFL. So I think it's a good point that, you don't have to freak out about it. The sky isn't falling, but it is notable. And it's another sort of, you know, elbowing Ryan Day, like, hey, you got to get this. You got to get your shit together.
All right, guys, is only having four players drafted this year, is that another sign of the things might not be what we want them to be in Columbus? Make sure to leave a comment in the video there on 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Make sure to like those videos as well. We like your likes and we love your interactions. But you can also hit us up at Nick Wilson Says, at Spencito _. When we come back, we will take a peek to next year and how it might look a little bit better, at least according to one NFL mock draft. That's next. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.